This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. Access to clean drinking water is considered a human right, but for some farmworker communities on the Central Coast, it's not a reality. KAZU's Aaron Malsbury explores how agricultural fertilizer is contaminating groundwater in the Salinas Valley. This is part one in a three-part series.
On a sunny day next to a Salinas Valley produce field, Drew McCown fills up two small bottles of water from a well.
I've sampled about 400 wells this season.
He's a project manager at Monterey Bay Analytical Services. The samples will be tested for nitrates, which come from fertilizers and waste, and other contaminants. Every well on a farm in the Central Coast gets sampled each year. There's about 5,000 of them, according to Sarah Lopez, who directs the nonprofit Central Coast Water Quality Preservation, Inc. They oversee the process. Finding high levels of nitrates isn't unusual. Lopez points to a map of Central Coast wells.
And then this long finger here is the Salinas Valley. It's like basically the Salinas Valley floor. And so you can see that there's a lot of red in there. So a lot of more exceedances of the drinking water standard.
It's mostly from fertilizer applied to crops. Excess nitrate dissolves in water and seeps into the ground. In Monterey County, 41% of the wells they sample have nitrate levels above the limit set by the state and U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. This is a health risk. Nitrates occur naturally in small amounts in water, plants, and our bodies, but in excess, they can prevent red blood cells from carrying oxygen to tissues. In infants, this can cause potentially lethal blue baby syndrome. Nitrates have also been linked with birth defects, cancers, and thyroid problems. The Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board estimates that over 14,000 people within its boundaries rely on nitrate-polluted water. Many of those people are farmworkers who live close to fields. San Gerardo Cooperative is a farmworker community near Salinas. It's surrounded by miles of crop fields. Horacio Amesquita lived there for decades and continued working with the community after moving. On a summer day, he shows me around the old water systems.
So this is the first well that was contaminated.
A wooden plank sticks up out of the center to indicate the well is decommissioned.
The county came and plugged it in with cement all the way down.
From 1990 to 2001, San Gerardo had three wells shut down because of nitrate contamination. For a while, they were provided bottled water. Now water gets piped in from a newer well, 2 miles away. But that might also soon be unusable.
It used to be 3 points, the new well. Now it's 8.25. Once you pass the 10 milligrams, that's the maximum contaminant level. You cannot use the water no more.
All the residents I spoke to at San Gerardo buy bottled water. Some don't even let their dogs drink from the tap. Maria Arriola has lived at San Gerardo since it formed in 1979. She's bought bottled water for decades. Between that and fees for the well connection, Arriola spends about $240 per month on water. And still, she lives in fear.
Muchas personas aquí tenemos consecuencias de enfermedades de cáncer por la razón de que el agua no es saludable.
She says many people in the community have cancer and suspect the water. She has two types of cancer. Other residents I spoke to talked about their own diagnoses, or in some cases, their children's.
Bueno, fallecieron tres. Con problemas congénitos.
Birth defects are also high in the small community. She says three infants have died from them. It can be hard to link health issues directly to nitrates in the water in a place where residents say pesticides drift in from all directions. The health risks from pesticides and nitrates overlap, but the co-op manager Rosa Carrillo points to at least one case of blue baby syndrome. She says there's also a mental toll.
They're in fear, like every single time that they're going to open the tap.
Now the co-op is suing the regional and state water boards for removing regulation on nitrates in agriculture. We'll have more on that in parts two and three. In the Salinas Valley, Aaron Malsbury, KAZU News.
This series is supported by the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism's 2025 California Health Equity Fellowship. Find the series along with photos on KAZU.org.